Come down upon us, O Holy Spirit of God. Grant us for our hallowing such thoughts as turn into prayer, such prayers as turn into love, such love as turns into life eternal with you, now and evermore. Amen. I'd like to introduce us to three friends. I say friends, they're imaginary friends, but they are based on people I've met. And I hope they might help us think about what friendship means. Our first friend is Ferris. We've known Ferris for many, many years. Feels like forever. We got to know Ferris and we got to know all about Ferris a long, long time ago. In the course of our friendship, he has stayed exactly the same. He says the same things, holds the same opinions, recounts the same stories and tells the same jokes. He manifests precisely the same character each and every time we meet. He's dependable, predictable, but he never surprises or inspires. I wonder, do you know anyone a bit like Ferris? Have you had a friend like Ferris somewhere in your life? Our second friend is very different. Let's call her Emo. Friendship with Emo is very intense. There's always something new in her life and she will tell you all about it. Whether what's happened is good or bad or ordinary, Emo pours out her feelings in a flood of emotion. She values your friendship and you find it gratifying to know that she trusts you as someone to whom she'll pour out her soul. But sometimes you feel your encounters are all about her. I wonder if you know anyone a bit like Emo. Ever had a friend like Emo somewhere in your life? Our third friend is Philippa. We've known Philippa for a while and we're comfortable in her company. Every now and then she will shock and surprise us by saying something different, challenging and strange. But we like meeting up though, because there's a real mutuality to this friendship. Philippa asks questions about us. She's really interested in our answers and she remembers them. And every time we chat with Philippa, she seems to reveal a bit more of who she is. We get to know her a little deeper at every encounter. Yet she doesn't give everything away all at once. We know there's still more to Philippa. And we wonder what we'll discover the next time we're together. I wonder if you've ever known someone like Philippa. Have you had a friend like Philippa somewhere in your life? And I wonder, of those three friends, Ferris, Emo and Philippa, which one do you want to spend most time with? Which one makes your life flourish best? Which one blesses you more than the others? God is many things to us, our Maker, our Saviour. He's our servant and our Lord. But one of the relationships he offers me and you is that of a friend. The God of Israel spoke to Moses as a friend. Jesus says to his disciples, "I call you my friends." But what sort of friend might God be? Some Christians, I think, see God a bit like Ferris. They got to know God a long, long time ago. And they imagine that they discovered everything there really is to know about God at primary school or junior church or confirmation class. God has stayed the same for them ever since. He's there, predictable, unchanging, constant. The problem is that we don't usually value friendships such as the one we have with Ferris all that terribly deeply. There's no growth, no life, no development in such relationships. So if God is a friend like Ferris, then we might make contact at Christmas. We'll let him know if there's a birth or a death in the family. But otherwise, we might well leave him well alone for long stretches of time. Other Christians seem to want God to be a friend like emo. They want their relationship with God to be a high-intensity ride, action-packed with emotion. If you like, they want Pentecost each and every day. They seek that wind and flame of God's love and inspiration poured out upon them totally, completely, constantly, sweeping them away with a torrent of feeling. They want God to deluge them with his divine depths, all that he is, all his power, his might and majesty, revealed whenever they encounter him. And yes, God has oceans of love and mercy and grace, more than we can imagine, more than we can desire, and he longs to pour them upon us. But not every day in all their intensity, at least not in my experience, not all at once, at least as I know God. Think of that friendship with Emo. We probably don't want to spend every day with her. It will be just too tiring. And if we expect God to pour himself out like that, constantly, totally, unremittingly, there'll probably come a point when we want to hide away from him. But what if God might be a friend like Philippa? I wonder if Jesus is offering us that kind of friendship when he calls us to be his friends. I still have many things to say to you, he tells the disciples at the Last Supper. I still have many things to say to you, but you cannot bear them now. When the Spirit of truth comes, he will guide you into all the truth. Or think of what we heard in today's Gospel. These things I have spoken to you while I'm still with you. But the Counselor, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, he will teach you all things and bring to your remembrance all that I have said to you. Jesus isn't going to deluge them or us with all of himself all at once. We can't bear that. But living in his Holy Spirit, he says he'll guide us into all the truth. Through the Spirit, he offers us a friendship which over time will deepen and develop. For Jesus is infinitely interested in each and every one of us. He wants us to talk to him, to share in prayer our longings, our hopes, our fears, our sorrows, our repentance, our dreams. He wants us to talk to him. That's how friendship can deepen. But he wants us to listen and learn as well. To hear the voice and feel the presence of the Holy Spirit, comforting, teaching, consoling, guiding. Often with drama and power, but sometimes with gentle, gradual, deepening knowledge and love. And if we'll respond to Jesus' offer of friendship with the time and attention that friendship demands and deserves, then we'll find his life and character developing within us. We'll find his behaviour and attitudes shaped in our lives by the power of the Holy Spirit. And if that occurs, I want to suggest that three things will happen. Yes, three. Derek does not have a monopoly on that number here at St. Michael's. Three things. The first, we shall become people of adoration. Did anyone else ever adore God like Jesus in the history of the world? Did anyone else pour out praise and thanksgiving and glory to his Father, as did our Christ? Did anyone make more time for prayer and conversation with the Lord than our Saviour? I think not. If his life is formed within us by the Holy Spirit, we'll become people of adoration, who just love to tell God that we love him. Whether we are in church or in the garden, in bed or in the bath, wherever, let's let the Holy Spirit make us a people who adore. And if Jesus' friendship is transforming us, we will be people of compassion. People who feel for others in every experience, who share the pains and joys of our neighbours. Did anyone else ever show compassion like Jesus? Was anyone else so attuned to the experiences of the people around him? Did anyone else take up to God in prayer the pains and delights of the world as much as our Saviour Christ? I don't believe so. If his life is formed within us by the Holy Spirit, we shall become people of compassion too. And finally, if Jesus is our friend, we shall be connected. That's the work of the Holy Spirit. On the day of Pentecost, the divisions of the old world, the world of Babel, begin to be overcome. Those separations and suspicions, those divisions and misunderstandings of a fractured humanity, they start to be mended through the apostles as they share the gospel in many tongues. Good news unites people of multifarious cultures. So we too will find a connection as the gift of God. Was any other human so connected to others as Jesus? Was any other person so able to reach out and relate as our Lord? Did anyone else touch other people's hearts and lives so directly as our Saviour? I doubt it. If his life begins to be formed in us by the Holy Spirit, we shall start to see connection growing gradually in our lives too. What a friend we have in Jesus, the old hymn put it so well. By the Holy Spirit, may we grow in friendship with Jesus this Pentecost and always. As we come to his table, as his friends and companions, let's receive his life, go deeper into his truth, day by day, until that time finally comes when there's no more to learn, nothing further to discover, for we shall see our friend face to face, lost in wonder, love, and praise.